Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Do you take probiotics? Do you take prebiotics? Now, there's a good one for you, because everyone is so accustomed to the concept of probiotics that hardly anyone thinks about prebiotics. So I have with me today my favorite guest, Dr. Luke Maas, who is not only a naturopath but a chiropractor, well-versed in every aspect of nutrition. So, Doc, could you help us understand what prebiotics are about?
Well, prebiotics, they're carbohydrates, and they're carbohydrates that the human body cannot digest, but they have a very important role to play. They're often found in foods that we eat every day, such as asparagus, bananas, oatmeal, beans, but their role is really important in that it promotes the growth of the probiotics, the very important organisms such as Lactobacillus acidophilus and Lactobacillus bifidus, organisms that have been shown to have a very profound benefit for our immune system.
Could you share with the people so that they get a deeper understanding of the benefits of the probiotics before we go back to the prebiotics? Because it's interesting, you know, people take them, but I don't think they realize all of the wonderful benefits from probiotics.
Well, probiotics are, you know, our digestive system is an ecosystem. It's the so-called microbiome. It's an environment of organisms that interact with everything we eat. And the prebiotics, when ingested, which is also high in the baobab fruit powder I mentioned earlier, they feed these probiotics. And probiotics now not only have benefits for the immune system by itself, but also now have been shown to benefit people's mood, people's energy, and overall vitality. So these organisms increasingly are getting more and more attention for their overall mental, emotional, and physical benefits.
You know, one of the things that gets to me is that in the medical community, you know, come wintertime, they're going to be recommending lots and lots of antibiotic drugs.
Correct.
And as you well know, the antibiotic drugs kill everything in your system, including the probiotics. And what people don't understand is the value, the true value of probiotics, in the sense that one of their byproducts are vitamins.
Correct.
And, you know, I don't think that, one, I don't know that medical doctors know this, and if they do know this, why they don't recommend a probiotic after giving an antibiotic. What do you think that their perspective is on that?
I think it's not their arena. That's not the environment that they work in, not the framework that they base their work on. We are used to grow up with a medical profession that's all about anti-this and anti-that. Prebiotics and probiotics are actually the opposite. You know, your intestinal tract or your body, I see as a petri dish, as an environment. And if you feed that environment these healthy prebiotics and these healthy probiotics, it's like feeding the stuff that good soil needs for a good plant to grow. And so if you have good soil, a healthful environment, then you'll be ready to deal with the invaders, the viruses, the foreign bacteria. You'll be much stronger to deal with them.
So from a prebiotic point of view, in terms of it being carbohydrates, and I know you mentioned a few foods, and what stuck in my mind was asparagus because of the lovely aroma that you get when you urinate. So you know you've eaten good asparagus if you get that, what is it, asparagine that makes the lovely aroma?
I believe so, yeah. Well, you know, oatmeal would be more of a friendlier source of prebiotics.
So would you say that all 100% naturally grown grains would be the ideal, part of an ideal diet for developing your intestinal flora?
I think grains are an important part. There's a lot of people out there now experiencing the harm from ingesting grains that are not grown 100% natural with all the gluten sensitivities. But but grains and oatmeal is definitely a great source. Yeah.
Yeah, you made me. Something else came to mind. Are there any other? Are there any specific foods that people might be able to take that would be beneficial for probiotics?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, sauerkraut, fermented foods, miso soup. Those are all yogurt, for example, as well, are all great sources that also feed the growth of healthy organisms in the gut in addition to prebiotics.
Yeah, when it comes to yogurt, it's really interesting. There's so many commercial brands out there, but I don't think people read labels, because I noticed in some of the brands that they all contain sugar.
That's for sure, yeah.
You know, which I believe is really not only, I mean, it's a white poison, that's it, period. But I was reading somewhere that Greek yogurt, which is now the craze, everybody wants Greek yogurt, but apparently in the processing of Greek yogurt, there's something about the whey, they almost leaves it out and makes it into a toxic substance. Are you familiar with any of that, what's going on with that manufacturing process?
No, I'm not. I'm not familiar with that. I'll definitely...
Yeah, I was trying to find somebody who is, because, you know, since we're on probiotics, I thought I would bring that out. What would you recommend for people who've been through the medical community, who have taken antibiotics, and may not have taken a probiotic, or they're going to end up getting an antibiotic this coming season? What would you recommend that they take as a probiotic, not so much in terms of a company name, because I rarely promote companies, not even my own, but in terms of what should they look for on a label and how much and how often should they take a probiotic?
I would take it daily. I actually, probiotics for me have become a normal part of any health regimen, whether it's winter or not. Acidophilus, bifidus, they're just very important. You know, on a daily basis, we're encountering, you know, all kinds of environmental stressors. And the winter is just another layer on top of all of it. When it comes to, you know, you take the, you know, anywhere between 20 to 30 billion a day, I would recommend people take, you know, dosage every single day, both for themselves, their children. I think it's a really, really important, undervalued, or now it's becoming valued. More and more we're seeing it in the news and on TV as to their benefits.
Yeah, I would agree. We do, and there's so many questions, because there's some companies out there that say they have 100 billion CFUs per tablet. And I don't know the truth of that. I mean, somebody who I know who's deeply involved in the probiotic movement, if you will, says that anything over like 20 billion is just, it's questionable. What is your take on that?
Well, my take is on it is that, you know, these things sit on the shelf in the health food store, and I'm sure that the amounts that are present that they claim to have on the bottles are definitely less than you would find in the bottle. So I don't think it probably would hurt to find one that has you know, a good amount of billions in there, because by the time you ingest it, they probably have three quarters or half left of them. So higher is probably good.
Great information, great recommendations. You've been listening to Dr. Mayus, naturopath, chiropractor, well-versed in medicine as well, and homeopathy. So if you have a question, give us a holler. You've been listening to Dr. Mayus and Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well.